Davidson is the longtime curator of the Rutland Historical Society.
We have two roles. First role is to gather and save the stuff. The second part of it, which is essential, is to find a way to share it.
I got him. No, the next page, we're going to have to do it because the bomb's right up.
On a recent Wednesday afternoon, two volunteers used a laptop computer and a portable scanner to carefully digitize a stack of faded handwritten documents.
Those are the original Civil War records. He's already scanned them. The process requires that you go back and verify that you got them all, that you didn't clip something off. Is it readable? It takes some work.
A lot of work, actually, which is why few historical societies in Vermont have been able to put much of their material on the web.
The Rutland Historical Society really is way out ahead of other organizations in getting content digitized and online.
Paul Carnahan is librarian at the State Historical Society in Barrie. He says the process of making documents available online is complicated. First, you have to organize the material. And if you've ever tried to sort through your own family photos, you know it's not easy.
And then the second point is that as you are digitizing documents and publications, you need to keep careful track of what you're digitizing and create what's known as metadata, which is information about the scans.
If that's not done right, Carnahan says someone doing an internet search will never find what's been uploaded, defeating the purpose. Volunteers at the Rutland Historical Society have been working for several years on their collection, and curator Jim Davidson says they use a free nonprofit internet archival service for storage.
We upload most of our material to their site, which has fabulous equipment, so that when you click to read something, it's almost instant.
So far, Davidson says they've uploaded city directories dating back to 1872, nearly 60 years worth of high school yearbooks, historical videos, photographs. There's even a virtual walking tour of historic Rutland showing streets and buildings over the centuries. Davidson says people are responding. Visits to their website are up, and he says they've gotten queries from as far away as Japan, Argentina, and England. He smiles and says, like everything else, even local history is going global. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.